said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliff, O, and Gabby.
It is Friday the 13th, though, which a lot of people think is an unlucky day. It's called Black Friday. But no one really knows why. It's just everyone knows that it's a bad luck day, but no one actually talks
about
the history.
What's the thing? It's like you're supposed to avoid black cats.
Well, that's just bad luck all the time, isn't it?
Walking under ladders.
Yeah. There's so many superstitions around bad luck. But this day is meant to be just a bad luck day. But I've looked into a few interesting facts about Friday the 13th. And supposedly, it actually comes from the Bible that Friday the 13th is bad luck, the superstition, because there were 13 guests at the Last Supper, Jesus and his 12 apostles. That's when one of them actually betrayed him, and then he was crucified on a Friday.
That's when Judas did that whole
thing. The whole
betrayal
backstabbing
of Jesus thing.
Yeah, and so that's where they reckon the bad luck of Friday and 13 come together and create Black Friday.
Yeah.
There's other theories, but that's the main one.
There's that very famous Da Vinci, I think it is, portrait of the Last Supper with Jesus in the middle and the 12
apostles.
Yeah. Apostles or disciples? What are they?
Apostles.
They're apostles, are they?
Sure.
No, I don't know.
I think everyone's a disciple, but they were the apostles.
Right, okay, is that how it works?
Sure.
But yeah, no, that's very famous, and I didn't realize that happened on a Friday.
Well, he was crucified on a Friday. So there was 13
of them.
And then, yeah, so that's
interesting.
Supposedly where it comes from.
It goes right back.
Yeah, but also, interesting fact about Friday the 13th, it's the date that heavy metal was born, which is kind of appropriate.
Well, that's not a bad thing. That's awesome.
No, it's not a bad thing. But according to heavy metal law, the genre was born Friday, February 13th, 1970, with Black Sabbath creating the whole genre. That's interesting.
Ozzy Osbourne.
There's also a scientific term for the phobia of Friday the 13th. Forgive me if I get this wrong, but it's triskaidekaphobia, which applies to the fear of the number 13. And then there's paraskedephobia, which is the fear of Friday.
That's pretty good. You did pretty good. You did better than I would have.
Scientific. And if you're in Italy, people actually fear Friday the 17th, not the 13th.
Really?
That is their Black Friday. So if you're worried about Friday the 13th, go to Italy and it has no meaning.
Or if you really like it, enjoy today, then fly over to Italy.
And get Friday
the 17th. Twice,
yeah. Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Right now, I do want to address something that, to be honest, has been on my mind, and I'm sure the minds of many men in Townsville for a long time. And it's six little words that a lot of women say.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to generalize here. This wouldn't be all women, but it seems to be a lot of women in my life who have said these six little words, from my mother to an ex of mine to my current wife, who's been saying these words for the better part of 10 years that we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just had enough, to be honest. And I want to bring it to the table. The six little words that women often say that I think men don't understand are, I'm going to wash my hair. By that, I mean the way women, some women, feel the need to announce that they are going to wash their hair.
You have to announce you're going to wash your hair. Yeah, well, if you didn't say, I'm going to wash my hair, you'd be sitting there going, why is she taking so long in the shower?
Absolutely nobody cares that you are going to the shower to wash your hair.
You should care.
I hate to break it to you.
You should care.
So you do this. You do this
to
Neville.
Because
you feel the need to announce to your partner that you're going to wash your hair.
I do, because it takes me an extra probably 15 to 20 minutes in the shower to wash my hair. And if I didn't announce it, he'd be thinking I'd fallen over and cracked my head or something.
He wouldn't care.
He would.
Nev doesn't know you're in the shower for 60 seconds or 60 minutes. He doesn't know.
You should pay more attention.
Nor does he care. Now, finally, I got the tipping point yesterday.
Okay.
Because my wife, she's always doing, I'm going to wash my hair. Cool, bro. Cool story. Just do it. What are you going to tell me about it? But it finally came to a tipping point yesterday, and I hit record on my phone, and I had to ask her, why do you have to announce you're going to wash your hair? Have a listen.
Michelle Clifton, why do you always have to announce to the world that you're going to wash your hair?
Because it takes longer, and we've got two kids to look after, and you'll crack it if I take longer in the shower.
Why would I crack it?
Because you always do.
I think it's so weird. Like, I don't say to you, Michelle, I'm going to the shower and I'm going to wash my hair and I'm going to see if there's any fluff in my belly button. Like, I just go, I'm going to have a shower.
Yeah, well, it's a process to wash my hair because I do it properly. And like I said, there's two kids. So if I don't tell you, you'll get the sh**s because I've taken longer in the shower.
Go and have a shower.
Thank you.
And don't forget to wash your hair.
Her reason's very similar to yours.
Very similar to mine. Yeah, and more prevalent in your life because, yes, you have two kids, so you need to be more aware of looking after the children because she's not there to do it.
I just find the announcement that women, I'm going to wash my hair, I just find it such a weird thing to do. If us men announced what we actually do in the shower sometimes...
No, we don't want to know.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't be married.
We don't want to know.
You wouldn't be with us anymore. Trust me.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Okay.
This is Cliffo and Gabby's Ask Anything. On Townsville's Hit 103.1.
To finish off Ask Anything this week, for Friday the 13th, we thought we'd get in theme and talk to a witch because there's a lot of mystery involved in witchcraft. And we have local witch Alana on the line with us right now. How are you, Alana?
I'm fabulous today. How are you?
We are good. And you just sound like a normal human being. I'm assuming that's what you are.
I'm not as boring as normal humans.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. No, very normal, very normal.
Tell us, what does being a modern day witch in 2019 actually involve? Because we've all seen the stereotypes, the witches from the movies. All that sort of stuff. But what does it actually involve being a witch?
Well, I'm a psychic medium. So during the day, I'm very human and I go to work like everybody else. And outside of work, that's when I can be the real me. So my husband calls it my snake oil, but you know, I do my readings, I do my rituals, I do my spells, if you want to call them that way. So I intertwine the two sides quite well, I think.
So when it comes to the witch side of things, is it close to any of the movie depictions we've seen? Like, is it close to Harry Potter? Is it close to Wizard of Oz? Like, any of those witches?
The craft. That's one that I think of. Is it close to anything like that?
Look, I'm not going to lie. I have seen a lot of things that you would sit back and think, wow, that can't be real. I have seen quite a bit of that in my time. There's a lot of things where it's not instant, but it does come into play. But if only it were as fast as, you know, practical magic where it happens instantly. Uh-huh. But no, it very much does come to you that you put out.
Okay. So, all right. So you do what you do and it's a bit of a slow burn kind of thing. You see results slowly.
A lot of it is manifestation and intention. So, you know, you put your, look for lack of a better word, you put your order out into the universe and, you know, you meet the universe halfway and watch it fall into place. So some things are instant sometimes, but a lot of the time you sort of watch it fall into play.
Give us an example of something you've done where it has actually manifested instantly, like a spell or a ritual or something along those lines.
Okay, so not to go into the negative side of things, but I had someone that I really needed to go away. Mm-hmm. And so I did just a cooling off spell, really. And next thing you know, she's leaving town. And I thought, well, thank you very much. Call it coincidence if you like, but she was out of here and I was happy.
What's involved in doing that kind of ritual?
Oh, I'll take you aside and show you that one.
Wow. So tell us, what because you mentioned spells earlier. What do spells entail? Because, of course, the stereotype is...
Frog's guts in a cauldron.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like putting an old toe into a cauldron and that sort of stuff. Do you have a cauldron?
I do. Oh. But I usually just burn herbs and paper and things like that. I don't actually cut up body parts and put it in there and let it bubble away.
Okay, good.
That's good.
Not this week anyway.
Not this week anyway. What are some of the stereotypes around witches and witchcraft that you absolutely hate?
I don't like being asked to prove myself. That annoys me. I always, if someone says to me, you know, I don't believe or things along those lines, I always say, well, can I have a piece of your hair? And they usually change their tune pretty quick.
Yeah, I bet.
So there's a little bit of truth there, a little bit of belief sitting in there.
But things like warts on noses or no toes or things like that. Like
flying around on broomsticks.
Yeah, they're obviously not the truth.
I have been trying for years to get that broomstick to fly, but no wart. I look pretty normal.
Yeah, yeah. Great. I know tonight it's a full moon, and you and some of your fellow witches, do you call yourselves a coven?
No, we actually call ourselves a soul tribe.
Okay, cool. So you and your soul tribe will be meeting tonight and practicing a ritual to celebrate the full moon. Tell us about that.
Okay, so my page is Attica Psychic Medium, and I have a following in Townsville that are going to meet me at Tulakea Beach tonight. We're going to meet up with another couple of witches and shamans, and we're going to do our full moon ritual under the moon, no stars, no town light, so just the light of the moon. And we're going to do a full moon release and ritual to bring in the energy and push us forward. So this Pisces moon that we have at the moment, everyone's emotions are a little bit heightened, and you're sort of dealing with past traumas that are sort of just sitting there you didn't realize were affecting you. So this is a good one to realize the thought process you've had this week and then release it into the fire and send it up to the moon so that you're ready to jump into the next part.
That sounds so interesting and kind of awesome because, yeah, there are a lot of heightened emotions at the moment. I can totally tell that.
And we roast marshmallows. It's fabulous.
That's even
it's
better.
A win all around. Alana, you are just such an open book. I know it's a thing. There'd be a lot of skeptics listening right now, and you would have crossed a lot of skeptics in your life, but you're so passionate and you really believe in what you do. And thank you for sharing those experiences with us this morning. Much appreciated.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
You know how Woolies have this new Discovery Garden promotion? So if you go to Woolies and you spend so much money, I think it's $30 or more, you'll actually get a seedling, and every week's a different seedling, and it's kind of an environmentally friendly way of doing an ushi.
They're really hitting back at the little shop thing at the moment. They did the ushies, the Lion King ushies, and now they've moved into the more
Discovery
environmentally
Garden.
Friendly, Discovery Garden.
I love this idea. I think it's really cool because I love trying to keep plants alive. I'm not going to say I'm good at it, but I like trying. And kids love plants as well, so it's a cool little family activity that's...
Yeah, I read in the catalogue that the little pot is even made from recycled material and stuff. So they're trying to do it environmentally consciously.
They're trying, and it's a lovely idea. It started this week, however, and there's a bit of controversy on the Woolworths Facebook page because Jason from Western Australia got very annoyed when he got his Discovery Garden seedling home and realised it was coriander.
Oh, yeah.
And he put a post up on the page saying, "Woolworths, great promo for seedlings instead of plastics, but get rid of this junk, please." And he's giving coriander the bird. And he said, "Guess what's in the bin?" So there's been a lot of comments on this post. There's a lot of coriander haters out there.
Never
Cliffo.
Has there been a herb or spice more divisive.
So true.
Than the humble
You're
coriander.
So right. My mum is on the coriander hatred bandwagon.
Is she?
To the point where we went to a restaurant one time, didn't realise there was coriander in a meal, took one bite, spat it all back out, couldn't eat it.
Yeah.
Like, she hates coriander, but...
Well, that's my wife too, Gabby.
I don't Same understand thing.
I'm not allowed
the
to cook with coriander. And I actually really like coriander.
Yeah.
Like, if I am cooking something with coriander, I'll often chop up the stalks because they're quite flavoursome as well.
Uh-huh.
And you can cook them into whatever you're cooking. And then I'll, like drop the leaves all over the top as well, so I'll get double coriander.
But you're not allowed to do that if you're cooking for your wife as well.
No,
yeah, but it's one of those things, isn't it? It really divides people. There's the lovers of coriander and then there's the haters, and the haters go all out. But... we don't get the hatred. I don't understand how you can hate a herb so much. So please educate us this morning on 13, 12, 16. Why do you hate coriander?
Yeah.
What is so bad about coriander that creates such a storm like this when you get a free seedling?
There's whole Facebook pages and that set up to coriander haters.
Yes.
And no one's ever this way about rosemary.
Time.
No one's ever given a finger to spring onions thyme or basil.
No.
No one's given a finger to basil.
This is the only herb that really gets people fired up. So tell us, if you hate coriander, tell us why. What is wrong with coriander? Explain. Make us understand.
I legit want to be educated on this.
So do I.
Like, as a coriander lover, I want to know what is so damn bad about coriander. Tim, you are a coriander hater. What's wrong with coriander, bro?
Coriander is a genetic thing. You either like it or you don't, based on genetics.
Really? Is this... You're not making this up?
It's
this
scientific.
Is actually something you know about.
Yeah, 100%. Because me, I hate coriander. My partner loves it.
Okay. So it's something to do with your taste buds then?
No, like full genetic makeup. It's either you're born and you like it or you're born and you hate it.
So you hate coriander. What does coriander taste like for you? Why do you, like, where's the hatred?
It's just super zesty and horrid. It just ruins the taste of every piece of food that I've ever eaten.
Does it overpower all the other flavours?
Yeah, that's all I can taste.
Okay,
yeah.
So if you had it in, like, a burrito, for example, you wouldn't be able to taste the sauce or the chicken. You could only
just
taste coriander.
Yeah, only coriander. When I was travelling through the Philippines, it was horrible. And through Vietnam, yeah, was really bad because everything has coriander.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, they say opposites attract, and I love that you've finally settled with a coriander lover. And, it's and it's working out well?
It is, but the coriander does not come into the house.
Not even just banned from food, banned from the house.
Yeah. Banned from the house.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Oh, it's another school lesson with Gabby today. The Cliffo and Gabby
show. Don't we look forward to those?
I really love it. I get out my huge ruler and I hit the whiteboard and I'm ready to go. No, there's actually a few sayings that we're all getting wrong in the world. And it's because, you know, over time things change, almost like Chinese whispers, and we just go along with the changes and then they don't make sense anymore. So catchphrases and things that we use in everyday life,
but we're getting wrong.
We're getting very wrong.
See, this is interesting too, because a lot of catchphrases we use, but you've got no idea what they actually mean or where they actually come from.
Exactly. So something like, you're going to wreck havoc.
Oh, yeah.
It's not wreck havoc. It's actually wreak havoc. But that one has changed over time to not make any sense. This one really gets me. To all intensive purposes.
Oh, yeah.
For all intents.
I say that, but I have no idea what that means.
It's actually meant to be to all intents and purposes. So when you intend to do something, intents and purposes, not intensive.
Intense.
It's not intensive.
I say intensive, but like intensive care.
Nip it in the butt. It's not nip it in the butt. It's nip it in the bud, because if you stop it at a bud, it won't flower. You know, so you're stopping it from actually developing
means
into
like
something.
Like a plant.
Yes, exactly.
Nip
that makes more sense, right?
Nip it in the bud.
If you nip it in the butt, that's just sexual harassment.
That's just, not appropriate.
So, and then this one is actually really funny. I do this. You've got another thing coming. You know, when you're really mad at somebody, you're like, if you think that's how it's going to be, you've got another thing coming. It's not. That's not what it's meant to be. That doesn't make sense. It's, you've got another think coming. As in, you're going to have to think about this in future.
You've got another think coming.
You've got another think coming.
Well, there you go, kids. Another edition.
And school is out.
Of learning stuff with Gabby.